Imagine waking up one day, looking in the mirror, and you realize that the person staring back at you is a stranger. You recognize the face, of course, but deep down, there's a disconnection, like you've been living someone else's life, like you're a soul in a random vessel. What if I told you that for most people, this isn't just a metaphor? It's in fact reality for most people. They wake up, they go through the motions, they follow the script, from society, family, all their past experiences have written for them their future. But they never stop to ask, who am I really? So there is something called a process of individuation, how you can break free of these layers of conditioning, expectation, false identities, and actually discover a more authentic version of yourself. So individuation, if I can say it, individuation is the journey of uncovering your true self, the version of you that exists beneath the labels, the names, the roles, and the expectations placed upon you. It's about integrating all aspects of your personality, the good, the bad, the hidden, the ugly, the misunderstood, to become whole. Carl Jung, the psychologist, was the person who introduced the concept. He also introduced synchronicities, which we discussed previously. And he believed that individuation is the ultimate goal of human development. Working out what species of animal you are, in a metaphorical sense. Don't be a fish trying to climb a tree, as the saying goes. It's not about fixing yourself, it's about discovering who you were before the world told you who to be. A good way to understand this, I think, is to look at what you enjoyed and were good at as a child, your organic self before any programming. And if you're unsure, ask those near to you, parents, family, friends. They'll have a good idea of how they see you. Most people never individuate, though, because it's easier to conform. We talked about the Ash study before, didn't we? That people conform to ideas even though they know they're wrong deep down. It's just human nature. Society rewards people who follow the script. They go to school, they get a degree, they get a stable job, they settle down, they get married, they have kids, they retire, some money left over. It's predictable, it's safe. And for some, we're not saying this is it's all bad, it's fulfilling. But for many others, it leads to an existential crisis, a moment in time when they realize they've been living someone else's life, not their own. Think about the classic, the midlife crisis, a guy in his 40s buying a Porsche, soft top, a sports car. What about career changes? What about divorce? It's not people being reckless, but it's they're waking up to the fact that they've been on autopilot. It's been a lie. But why wait until midlife? Why not take control of your identity now? Here's a good experiment called the personality mask experiment. Imagine you're at a party or a social gathering. Instead of introducing yourself with your job title or relationship status or whatever else, how would you describe yourself? You can't say, I'm a financial advisor. You can't say, I'm in sales. You can't say, I'm a husband, wife, dad, whatever. You can't say, I'm a coach, a firefighter, an entrepreneur, a fighter. You can't say any of that. So, who are you really? Most people struggle with this because their identity is tied to external things. I live here. I support this team. I like these things. I work as this. It's not really who you are, though, is it? These things can change and disappear. Individuation is about discovering who you are beyond the mask. So we need to break free of this conditioning. From the moment we're born, we've been conditioned. Parents, teachers, culture, all of them have shaped you. But not all of these influences have actually aligned you to who you truly should be. Maybe you were told to be practical about your ambitions and ignored your skill set and your creative side. Maybe you've suppressed your emotions instead of facing them. Maybe you've followed a career path because it was safe. To individuate properly, you must question everything you were told about yourself and think about yourself. Write down three beliefs then that you hold about yourself. Then ask, did I choose this belief? Or did I inherit this belief, essentially? We also need to integrate our shadow self. The shadow self are, according to Jung, those hidden parts of yourself that people suppress or deny. The part that's insecure, the part that's scared, the part that's aggressive, the part that's angry, the part that wishes bad on people, the part that desires, or those desires rather, that you were told were wrong. Most people avoid their shadow because it's uncomfortable. But here's the paradox. Ignoring it makes it stronger. The more you suppress it, the more it controls you from the background. Have you ever met those people who are too nice? And you're like, you can't trust them 100% because you know that they're not really like that. There's something that they are acting. They suppress their anger so much. They don't swear, they don't do any of it. But it can sometimes leak out into passive aggressiveness instead. But ask yourself, what do you judge in others? Often, what we judge in others is something we've disowned in ourselves, or, something that we want to find, if you think about it that way. And remove options. So we talked about the paradox of choice last time. And instead of trying to find things, sometimes to find things you have to lose things. Maybe list 10 things that you don't feel like you are, that you don't want from life, and eliminate to find who you are. Maybe you write out 100 things that you think that you are, and you start eliminating them and say, well, actually, I'm not quite that. This one I'm more of, and you'll start to realize who you are from an individuation perspective. Now, individuation is not a one-time event. It's a process, a constant unfolding of who you are meant to be. So do something this week that's 100% for you. Something that breaks the script, something that feels right. It might even be unplanned. It might be spur of the moment. It might not even make sense to other people. Tell others about it as well when after it's happened and see how you feel. You can keep playing the role that was assigned to you or step into the person you were meant to be. You can even message me. I want to hear about these cool little events that you've done. To break the mold. And if any of them are really interesting, we'll talk about them. But remember, no one will ever exist like you in the future. It's impossible. No one will have your specific genetics. No one will have exactly the same mindset as you. No one will have exactly the same experiences that you have had growing up. They won't even live in the same time or era. So what you don't want to do is have that individual nature, but then act to a script. Act to a script. An actor is someone who can play a role for TV and make it believable, which is great for a show, but do you really want to act your life?